Well, good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
And a very warm welcome indeed to chapel this morning.
欢迎大家来到今天早上的早会。
I'm not certain, but can you understand me more or less like this?
大家可以听得清楚吗? 我这样。
Is this okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, once again, I welcome you to chapel this morning.
这次欢迎大家来到今天早上的早会。
And of course, thank you to David for interpretation this morning.
也谢谢今天早上的翻译。
Well, yeah. Yes. Well, as you noticed, this morning we're looking at the opening chapter of the book of Joshua.
当我在看约书亚这卷书的时候，有一件事情我注意到。
And if you like, this opening chapter can be summed up in one single phrase.
就是这卷书的开头的时候，我觉得可以用一句话来去概括。
And the phrase is this.
我想这句话就是
Be strong and courageous.
就是这里反复提到的这个刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
刚强壮胆。
In actual fact, God repeats himself almost ad nauseam at this point.
实际上在这里的话，就是上帝在这里不断地去强调这个事情。
Look at verse 6.
请大家注意看第六节。
Be strong and courageous.
这里讲到说刚强壮胆。
Verse 7, be strong and very courageous.
第七节就讲到说刚强要大大的壮胆。
Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Verse 9.
第九节这里也讲到说难道我没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆。
And just in case that Joshua has still not gotten the message, God repeats himself towards the end through the people who say, Only be strong and courageous. Verse 18.
假设说约书亚还没有得到很清楚这个信息的话，那么在最后第十八节有再一次提醒，说你只要刚强壮胆。
Now this is a challenge to us as we journey on the walk of faith.
我想这个就是让我们在信仰的旅程当中，这个对我们是一个挑战。Be
strong and courageous.
就是要刚强壮胆。Why? 为什么呢？
Because you and I know what it's like to be discouraged. You and I know what it's like to be weak.
因为你和我知道沮丧跟这个软弱是怎样的一个滋味。
There are trials and tribulations all along the way.
在我们生命当中有许多的挣扎，许多的征战。
Further, there are also times of transitions.
当然在有的时候我们也会面临一些我们生命当中转折的时候。
And any time of transition is a time of uncertainty and unease.
然后，那在我们生命当中，任何的转折点都是意味着这些不确定性的因素在这里面。In
such cases, courage is moving a step up. It is moving a step onwards.
在这样，特别在这种关键的情况下，这个刚强壮胆或者说勇气，就是特别需要的。
The lack of courage is to stagnate and even to fall aside.
如果在这个时候缺乏勇气，那就意味着滞留，甚至是退后。
For this reason, be strong and courageous wherever the Lord leads you.
所以为这个缘故，就是无论神带领你怎样走，你都应当刚强壮胆。
This is God's message to Joshua, and it is God's message to us this morning.
所以这个信息不单是对 神对约书亚的，也是今天对我们在这里的每一位的。
Be strong and courageous.
就是当刚强壮胆。We've
already had Holy Scripture being read to us.
我们刚才这些信息，经文已经读过了。So
I suggest we begin yet again with a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告，来开始。Let
us pray. Our Lord and God, we give you thanks and praise that you have assembled us together this morning. And as we come before you, we thank you that you are a God who speaks, because you are a living God. Thank you that you speak, and thank you that you speak to us yet again. But before all else, we become aware that we are a people desperately in need of forgiveness. We confess that by nature we are unclean. We pray that you would cleanse us of our filthiness. We do pray that you would recalibrate us, that you would renew us, in order to serve you and yet to serve you yet again. Give us, Father, something of your spirit in order to serve you with new vigor yet again, we pray. Father, we understand that you have called us with a holy calling, a special calling to serve you in a particular context sometime in the future. That being the case, we pray that you would prepare your servants, yea, even us, unto this task. We understand the challenges ahead. We understand the trials and tribulations and the moments of transition with it, the moments of unease and uncertainty. But we trust in you because you command us to be strong and courageous, not in our own strength, but in yours. Help us, we pray. Hear our prayers, we pray. Speak, O Lord, for your servants are listening. Hear us, Father, as we approach you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, together in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Be strong and courageous.
刚强壮胆.
You and I know what it's like to be weak.
你和我都知道软弱是怎么一种情况。
You and I know what it's like to be discouraged.
你和我都知道什么是沮丧。
And you and I also know what it's like if someone comes alongside of you who gives you a piece of encouragement.
你也知道当有人站在你的旁边能够给你鼓励的时候是怎么一种情况。
But apart from that, you and I also know that only some kind of encouragement is truly helpful.
你也知道也只有某一种的这些的鼓励才是真正有帮助的。
When you are discouraged, when you are down, then you need a particular kind of encouragement which tells you why you should be strong and why you should be courageous.
当你在软弱的时候，你需要有一种特别的一个鼓励，就是可以你知道说你为什么需要刚强壮胆。
And that's precisely what God does with Joshua here.
我想在这里就是，这正是上帝对约书亚在这里所说的话。
He gives him three reasons as to why he should be strong and courageous.
在这里给约书亚有三个原因，告诉他为什么应当刚强壮胆。
The first one is because of God's promises in the past.
第一个原因是因着神过去的曾经的应许。
We'll find these in verses 1 through 6.
我们在第一节到第六节当中可以很清楚看到这一点。
Beyond that, be strong and courageous because of God's word.
你来这里是学习上帝的话语，对吗？
You are here because you want to be trained for the ministry of the word.
你在这里因为你想受训，可以成为传讲上帝的话语。
But before you get there, the first thing you will be doing is writing papers and writing papers and writing papers and writing papers.
但是在你这个胜任这个事情之前，你需要你反复做的一件事情就是写作业。
Trust me, we've all been there.
请大家相信我，我也都经历过这些。
So if you're frightened, apprehensive, and scared, let me tell you, you're normal.
那我来告诉你，如果你紧张、你害怕、你忧虑，这代表你是正常的。
Now, for some others of you, you have been here for quite some time already.
当然，有些人可能对你来说，你们已经在这已经有一段时间了。
And now come the biblical languages, Greek and Hebrew.
可能你们已经学习了这个像。
You understand that you are heading out onto a landmine, okay?
你们知道说你们接下去是去到一个地方。
And it freaks you out.
在那里就是有各样的保障。
It is an abode of fire and brimstone. It is a hellish place.
是一个很糟糕的地方。
For some of you, at any case.
至少对某些人来说是这样的。
And you wonder, can I manage?
当然，你可以去想象。
Again, trust me, we've been there before.
当然，请大家相信我，我都经历过这些。
For some others of you, the situation is different.
对某些其他人来说，也许这个情况又是不一样。
Basically, you are already transitioning out of BSOP.
你已经预备离开这个飞升。
But as you think of the next step in your life, you notice that things will be different.
当你去预备看接下去的路程，你会发现说情况事情都不一样了。
Because the China you will be returning to is not the China you left a couple of years back.
因为你要回去的中国已经不是昔日你离开的中国。
Specifically, you know that the government has changed its stance towards the church.
至少在政府对教会的政策上面，立场上就已经有很大的改变。
Am I up to this challenge, you wonder?
我也知道你所面对的这个挑战。
Can I handle this?
你可能会想，我能够去处理这些的挑战吗？
Well, listen to God's word.
那你接下去就要听上帝的话。
Let us all listen to God's word.
让我们所有的人来听上帝的话语。
Be strong and courageous.
就是你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous because you and I are not following Moses.
你们当刚强壮胆，因为你和我都
We're not following Moses.
因为我们都不是在跟从摩西。
You and I are not following Joshua.
我们也不是在跟随耶稣亚。
At least not the Joshua of the Old Covenant.
至少不是在旧约当中的那个耶稣亚。
But rather, you and I are following the Joshua of the New Covenant, whose name, when translated into Greek, is Jesus.
我们跟从的是那个在新约当中的那位救主，他的名字就叫耶稣。
Yes, Joshua had learned the power of prayer. Yes, he did.
当然，耶稣亚他学习到了那个祷告的功能。
But listen to what Jesus says.
但是那我们听听耶稣所说的。
Whatever you ask in my name, I will do.
就是凡你所求的，我必应许。
Yes, Joshua had been groomed for this very moment in his life.
当然，约书亚是整一生都在为这个时候而预备。
He knew that he would be taking over at some point.
他知道他在某一个时间点，他必须要接任这个事情。
But the letter to the Hebrews reminds us that it is Jesus who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
但是这个希伯来书的作者告诉我们，唯有耶稣是那一位我们信心的创始成终者。
Yes, Joshua had received a spirit of wisdom by the laying on of hands. Yes, he did.
当然，约书亚他借着这些按手有领受这些智慧的灵。
But you and I have received something which was unavailable during the time of the Old Covenant.
但是我们今天领受的却是在旧约的时代的人没办法去领受的一个东西。
Because you and I have received God Himself, God the Holy Spirit.
因为我们领受的是神自己，就是圣灵。
Be strong and courageous because someone greater than Moses or Joshua is with us.
我们应当刚强壮胆，因为有一位比摩西、比约书亚更大的，现在与我们同在。
It is the great high priest himself who leads us.
那就是那位忠信的大祭司与我们同在。
It is the great high priest himself who says, "I will abide within you."
就是这位大祭司讲到说，我住在你的里面。
That leads us to our second point, doesn't it?
那我们来看接下去看第二点的信息。
Let us be strong and courageous because of God's word in the present.
我们应当刚强壮胆，因为上帝当今所赐下的话语。
Once again, if you want to follow me, it's verses 7 through 8.
这就是我们刚才所七到八节所看到的一个信息。
Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
只要刚强壮胆，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Now that is a handful. That is a lot.
这是很长的一段的信息。
So let's take this apart, shall we?
那我们来这个把它细细的分解一下。
What is God saying?
上帝在这里到底说了些什么呢？
This task is my task, not yours, Joshua.
换句话说，约书亚，这不是你的工作，这是我的工作。
If you want to be successful, you must learn to do things my way.
如果你想要成功的话，如果你想要亨通的话，那么你必须按照我的方式来做事。
It is only then that you can lead the people of God.
只有在那个时候，你才可以带领上帝的百姓。
And there's one condition.
所以有一个条件。
And the condition is this.
那就是
My word is to be at the center of your being. Let the word, my word, become ingrained in your heart.
那就是让上帝的话成为你生命当中的一个中心，深深的刻印在你的心里。
Quite literally, let your heart beat in sync with God's Father heart.
让你的心中都渗透到上帝的话语的里面。
Is it any different today?
我们今天是不是也是如此呢？
It's the same thing, is it not?
实际上也是如此。
Inheriting God's blessings is dependent upon our obedience.
我们领受上帝的祝福的话，也是取决于我们是否这个愿意顺服。
And by the way, this has nothing to do with legalism. It has nothing to do with works righteousness.
当然，这个跟律法主义这些东西都没有关系。
But rather, what is this about?
而是这到底是在讲些什么？
It is about having God's word in our hearts, on our lips, in the process also transforming us.
那就是上帝的话在我们的里面，上帝的话在我们的嘴巴上面，上帝的话在我们的生命中来改变我们。
So let us have God's word in our hearts, okay?
所以让我们把上帝的话记录到我们的心中。
Let us be immersed in the word of God.
让我们不断地在沉浸在上帝的话语的里面。
Let us have our hearts beat in sync with God's Father heart.
让我们与上帝的话语一同呼吸。
Let me tell you one thing, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，让我来告诉你一件事情。
The reason why you are here is because at some point you will be serving the flock of God somewhere in some capacity.
你今天在这里的一个原因是因为将来不论在这里或在那里，你总会服侍，借着上帝的话语在服侍。
Your time here at BSOP will last not more than 3 years.
你在 BSOP 的时间可能不会超过三年的时间。
3 years are 3 years.
三年吗？
In short, 3 years is a very short time.
实际上，三年是很简短的一段时间。
It is at this moment in time that you are called to build a foundation in the Word of God.
正是在这个简短的时间当中，你被呼召，使你可以建立上帝话语的一个根基。
Because trust me, once you leave these walls, you will not have the time for that.
因为，请你们相信我，当你们一旦离开了这个地方的话，你就可能没有什么时间。
Once in the ministry, you will be struggling with developing sermons and be counseling here and there and everywhere.
在一离开这里，你可能就接下来就忙着准备讲道，探访这个关怀，这里那里跑来跑去。
The foundation of your faith takes place now, here.
你的信仰的一个根基正是在这里不断的塑成。
After all, is this not the reason why you're here to begin with?
我想这也是你们为什么来到这里的一个原因。
Let us have God's word in our hearts.
让我们把上帝的话记录到心中。
But don't worry, you'll not fail, okay?
不过没关系，这些不要紧。
Who is, or rather who was, William Harrison?
那这个人到底是谁呢？
To make it very short, William Harrison was a highly decorated soldier in the U.S. Army.
简单来说的话，这个人是这个在第二世界大战当中，一个非常备受尊重的一个士兵。
He rose to the rank of lieutenant general.
最终的话，他这个升任为这个陆军的将军。
So we're speaking here of a staff officer of the U.S. Army.
所以在这里讲的是一个这个美国军队当中的一个高官。
He obviously served in World War II.
他在第二世界大战当中也有服役。
In Europe, specifically in Belgium.
特别是在这个比利时的那边的战争当中。
But beyond that, after the war, he was also sent to Korea.
当然在这个战争之后他也被拆到这个、这个韩国。
In actual fact, President Eisenhower even wanted him to be on the negotiation committee.
实际上这个艾森豪威尔总统的话甚至提名要求他参与到这个谈判的过程当谈判当中的这个、人选。
Because he was well known for his self-control and for his character.
因为大家对他的这个他的品德他的自律都非常的认可。
Now that is what we know about William Harrison.
所以这就是我们所知道的、刚才所提及的这个 William Harrison 这个人。
What not so many people know is that he was a man of the Word of God.
实际上很多人所不知道的是这个人也是一个、爱慕上帝话语的一个人。
At the age of 20, he decided that he wanted to be completely immersed in the Word of God.
在他二十岁左右的时候他就决定他要、这个、完全的这个浸泡在上帝的话语的里面。
That led him to read the Old Testament once through a year.
这就带领他使他可以一年这个读完一遍这个旧约的圣经
and the New Testament a couple of times throughout the year
并且、几次的新约圣经
and he did that throughout his life
而且他一生当中这个都反复的去操练这个事情
even when bullets were flying left, right and center
甚至当这个子弹到处乱飞的时候他还在继续操练这个事情
now he lived to the ripe old age of 91
请大家注意，他这个活着超过一直到91岁。
And at the end of his life, his character, his godliness, his wisdom were really proverbial.
到最后的时候，他的智慧、他的敬虔、他的品德，都已经是家喻户晓了。
So what was his secret?
所以这其中的秘诀到底是什么呢
？Nothing other but discipline.
就没有任何其他的，而是自律非常重要。
And you understand for that purpose, you don't have to join the army.
当然，也不意味着我们你们需要去参军。
You don't have to rise in the ranks.
你不也不需要去加入到这些的阵列当中。
All you need to do, all I need to do, is to be committed, to be immersed in the Word of God on a daily basis.
你和我所需要就是在每天的时间当中。这个去亲近、上帝的话语。
Let us then have God's word in our hearts, on our lips, and in the process let it transform us.
让我们来把上帝的话记录到我们的心中，挂在我们的嘴中、并且使它可以在我们的生命当中，在某一刻时候就自然产生这个生命的一个改变的一个工作。
Now that leads us to our third and final point.
这样就、我们接下来就来看到我们今天所讲的第三点
Be strong and courageous because of God's encouragement in the future.
那就是当刚强壮胆因为、上帝在前面的引导
As I say, this you will see in the second part of our chapter which we did not read earlier.
这就是刚才我们所没有读到的 这一部分的经文
Well, as we come to a close of this episode in Joshua's life, we see how he feels weak and inadequate, and he is nervous.
在这个约瑟亚这个、来到他最后生命的这个路程的时候、约瑟亚的确感受到这个挑战，因为他自己并 感受到他自己并不是、特别为这个时间、这个预备好。
Accordingly, you can see how the Lord addresses him.
正是因为这个缘故的话，上帝在这个时候特别的对他说话。
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
所以第九节讲到说，我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，我都与你同在。
Apart from that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
所以无论我怎样与摩西同在，我怎样我也会与你同在，因为我必不撇弃你，也不丢弃你。
God administering His word to His servant over and over and over again, so that it sinks in and sinks deeper and deeper and deeper.
上帝借着他的话语，不断的在喂养约书亚，以至于让这些的话可以进入不断的进入到他的生命的里面。
But there's even something deeper going on here.
当然在这里其实有一个更深入的事情在这发生。
And it is this.
那就是
God knows that sometimes we need more than a word.
那就是上帝知道我们有的时候不需要 不仅仅是需要一句话语。
When you face trials and tribulations, when you find yourself in a moment of transition, then you need more than a word.
当你面对试验，当你面对这些挣扎的时候，你所需要的可能不仅仅是一句鼓励的话语。
Then you need people of flesh and blood coming alongside of you.
你需要是那些 有血有肉的人，有肉的人站在你的旁边来扶持你。
And this is what I find so beautiful at this very point.
我想也正是因为这个缘故，在这个时候，我们看见在这经文的美妙之处。
Because some of the Israelites had already conquered the eastern bank of the Jordan River.
因为有一些的以色列人已经征服了这个约旦河东岸的地方。
Their brothers were on the western bank.
他们的兄弟现在要进入到西岸。
Task not completed yet.
这个任务还没有完成。
So Joshua says, "Come over, help your brothers."
所以耶稣亚说，哎，你们一起过来，一起帮助你们的兄弟。
They do come over.
他们的确有过去。
And the first thing they say to him, "Only be strong and courageous."
他们第一句对他所说的话语就是，你只要刚强壮胆。
A fresh source of water for Joshua.
这也是约书亚他这个活水的一个泉源。
Doesn't this sound very much like what we have in Hebrews?
这些的话语是不是跟我们在这个希伯来书当中所看见的信息是很相像的呢？
Let us not give up meeting one another, but rather encourage one another.
那就是希伯来书讲的说，我们不可停止聚会，总要常常彼此鼓励。
You see, God does administer His word to His people. Yes, He does. But sometimes He uses His people.To bring His word to other people of God.
我们看到这里的确，上帝有的时候这个亲自这个喂养他的话语，给他的仆人。但是有的时候，上帝也会借着他旁边的人来去帮助另外的群体。
Sometimes we administer God's word, obviously in words.
有的时候我们是借着话语来去服侍。
But sometimes the person you're interacting with will need a bit more.
但是有的时候你跟你一起回应的或者说你帮助的人群的话也许需要更多一点点的帮助。
It can be a handshake.
可能他需要一个这个握手。
It can be a hug.
或者是一个深情的拥抱。
It can be a listening ear.
或者是这个愿意倾听的耳。
And very often that listening ear must be accompanied with a box of Kleenex.
A box of Kleenex.
Tissue paper.
可能这个这个也意味着你可能随时需要带上这些的纸巾。
Sometimes you and I need more than a word of God. You need the word of God administered by His people in a particular context.
所以我们有的时候所需要的不仅仅是话语，而是在这些具体的处境当中的这些人的扶持。
Which makes me wonder about our last thing.
这让我想起了这个最后的一件事情。
Who can you encourage tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year?
那就是你觉得你可以在下一个礼拜、下个月，甚至下年当中，你可以去鼓励哪些的人群呢？
To whom will you be a source of strength and encouragement?
你可以成为这个人的帮助和力量吗？
To whom will I be a source of strength and encouragement?
我可以怎么样去？成为帮助他的一个人。
Well, the Lord commands Joshua and all Joshuas, all of us, to be strong and courageous.
上帝这个吩咐约书亚当刚强壮胆，我想我们也都是应当如此。
And we have all reason to be strong and courageous.
我想我们也有同样有所有的原因，有各样的原因都应当成为，都应当刚强壮胆。
Because of God's promises in the past.
因为上帝在曾经的应许
，because of God's word in the present，
因为上帝的话语而今的同在
，and finally because of God's encouragement， yea， even in the future yet to come，
甚至上帝的话语在将来的鼓励。
Joshua， 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 be strong and courageous。
耶稣呀，耶稣呀，耶稣呀，你当刚强壮胆。
Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Our Lord and God, we give you thanks and praise how you administer your grace to us repeatedly in manifold ways. Thank you that you speak words of truth, and thank you that your word has the power to transform our lives. Beyond that, thank you, O Lord, that you use your people, yea, even us, to bring words of strength and encouragement where others need to hear them. But thank you, O Lord, that you begin with us first. Thank you that you are a God who knows our stance, who knows where we are, who knows what we need to hear at any given time. That being the case, O Lord, we pray that we would be transformed by your word so that we ourselves would be sources of strength and encouragement to others. How could we not respond in kind, O Lord, in view of what you have done for us? Thank you that you are the God of strength and encouragement because you are the God of love. We thank you, our triune God, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.